We've all seen advertisements, television and then media, with the use of before and after photographs. Before and after the diet plan, before and after a bathroom remodel, before and after a particular event or experience. When reading today's gospel, it reminded me of those before and after photos. In the before picture, we see the woman in the synagogue shown as crippled, bent over and unable to stand up straight. She's been like that for a very, very long time. When we look at her, perhaps we can relate. Maybe she represents the way we tend to be weighed down by the circumstances of our lives. Maybe she represents the ways in which our lives can be crippled and bent out of shape. The after picture, however, shows her standing up straight, restored, upright, and as Clint Moore would say, vertical. In this after picture, what do you see now when you look at her? Well, one can only imagine the possibilities that now lay before her and how her life might be different. There are many before and after pictures in the Gospels. And I always wonder, what happened in between? What happens to this woman in between? And Luke actually tells us, if you remember, two things happened. First, Jesus saw her. And then second, he laid his hands on her. It's a pattern that we see again and again in the Gospels. Jesus sees and Jesus touches, and the picture of life changes. What's that all about? Some might say it's a supernatural intervention that only Jesus can do. Others might be skeptical and explain it away as some kind of a trick or wishful thinking. By choosing either way, we close ourselves off from the truth and the power of this story. What if it's neither? What if we simply opened and exposed ourselves to the truth that seeing and touching have the power to transform lives? I think you know what that power is like, don't you? I'm guessing everyone here has experienced it on some level. Just think of a time or a situation in your life when you felt invisible, overlooked, passed by. You were looked at, but not seen, and it left you crippled and bent over. Now recall a time when someone saw you, really, really saw you, valued you, and acknowledged your life as important. I bet you stood up straight just a bit. That's the power of seeing. And haven't there been times when you said to someone, do you remember when you said this or that and maybe did this or that? It really touched me. And it made a difference. Thank you. That's the power of touching. Perhaps Jesus is showing us how to change the pictures of life and asking us, even insisting, that we also see and touch others like he does. What would it be like if we lived like that today? Imagine how the picture of life for this community and one another would change if we saw with the eyes of Jesus and touched with his hands. I think we would be a community in which offense is met with forgiveness, where hatred is met with love, where fear is met with courage, exclusion with welcome, suffering with compassion. It would be a very different picture than the one we usually see. The problem is, people don't see and touch others in that way because they tend to put rules and laws and opinions and agendas and attitudes first over people. We stand stiff and rigid and indignant like that righteous leader in today's gospel. The woman isn't the only one crippled and bent over and over person in today's gospel. The leader is just as crippled and bent over as she is. He has chosen the law and rules and the way we've always done it over human beings, and it has distorted and crippled his life. Jesus always put people first, even when it meant upsetting the authorities and breaking the rules and changing the ways it was always done. Jesus saw them and he touched them, regardless of who they were or what happened to them or what they had done. To Jesus, people came first. What would that look like in your life today?